The sleepy village of Belchertown, Massachusetts, not very far from the North Pole, or so it seems on days like this when it's colder than a bear's behind. You can deck your halls, roast your chestnuts on an open fire, and let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. But there really isn't all that much to be joyous about in this harsh and dreary season. Throw mercilessly into the cold, forbidding place, and never getting any gifts other than grimy lumps of coal. Bigger lumps, if they'd been especially good that year. The brothers Shelton never really learned to love the holidays the way the rest of us do. It's no surprise, then, that the Grimm brothers invented their own gleaming fantasy world where they imagined themselves cavorting with bad elves, playing nasty tricks on reindeer, and sharing pints stolen from Santa's secret stash of winter ale. So it was that, years later, having overcome great hardship to become importers of some of the world's best and finest brews, famous throughout the land, the brothers Shelton determined to brighten its truly dismal season for all with a goodly provision of fine, hearty ale. The brothers asked for their brewer friends in England to cook up some very rich and special holiday treats for the Americans. These friends, very, very nice friends, you see, specialize in rare, handcrafted brews, unpasteurized in bottle condition, with a thin layer of live yeast in every bottle, which means that these wondrous ales are probably livelier, fresher, and more flavorful than anything you've ever had before. Cheers, and a tolerable holiday season to you.
Hey, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Santa Spoon.
Coming at you with another episode from shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother.
Episode 30.
Episode 30, man. We made 30.
And it's the Christmas show. Happy holidays. Kwanzaa, Festivus, Hanukkah, yeah. Christmas, everything else.
Speaking of that, nice intro there. That was very professional and in the holiday spirit.
That was in my professional radio voice that I've been using for years. Perhaps you've heard me on the radio. Vegisil, it is your friend.
Fucking
takes the burning away.
I got other medications to do that somewhere else. Never mind. That's another story.
So we're having fun here. It's the SIDT staff holiday party.
Right.
All two of us.
All two of us are here in the studio.
Don't really know where anybody else is at.
Celebrating the Xmas holiday.
And we got some fine beverages. We actually have theme for our beverages.
Yeah, I mean, some of you beer geeks might have recognized that intro.
If you read the box. Odds have it, you probably don't.
So what we have is Ridgeway Brewery, the Christmas beers from this brewery. And a little background story behind Ridgeway Brewing, I guess, is it all stemmed from the closing of the Brax Beer Brewery in the Henley-on-Thames, where the most famous and surely the best bitter in England and, you know, has been made for centuries. The brewery was in operation since 1779 and was sold off in 2002 in parts to make room for a friggin' upscale hotel.
Yeah, there's money well spent.
Yeah, what the fuck? And, the master brewer at Brax Beer, Peter Scholey, set up his own shop as Ridgeway Brewing. And it's actually named for the ancient road, passable not only by foot, that goes along a low escarpment across the high-rolling pastoral plain that is southwest of England. Wow, I can't believe I got that out.
Escarpment.
Escarpment.
Nice.
The now patchy stone surface of the Ridgeway was laid by Britain's oldest inhabitants, you know, druids and the like. So all your World of Warcraft fans will love that.
Druids and at.
Druids. Oh, great. A druish princess.
Princess Vespa.
Yeah. And thousands of years before the Romans turned up to build their own roadways. It's the oldest road in the British Isles in Europe. And what I thought was cool, it runs nearly 100 miles past that other ancient landmark, Stonehenge.
Nice.
Wow, I just got a Spinal Tap song stuck in my head now. Stonehenge. That's fucking great. Awesome.
Some of our listeners might be too young to know about
Spinal Tap. I don't know. That's a cult classic. They'll probably get it.
Unless they're in a band.
They should be 21 and over, so they should get it.
That is true. That's very true.
Ridgeway's got a kind of a rocky story in 2005 or so. I'm not sure if this is still true today, because this story, you know, originated in 2005, and I haven't really heard any updates on it. You want to tell them a little about that, Spoon?
You're going to love this. I love controversy. Actually, you're the one that loves controversy more than
me. This is why I hate politics. This is one small reason I hate politics. Fucking... Never mind. Go ahead. I don't want to rant.
Seriously, Bad Elf has been banned in the state of Connecticut. That little red speck you see is in the background of the label. Why? Why is there a little red speck, you may ask? Why, that's none other than Kris Kringle, Santa Claus, who, according to the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection, cannot appear on a beer label.
Douchebags.
Sleep well, Connecticutians. That's what I'm going to call them, Connecticutians. Your government is working overtime to protect you. By the way, you can buy Seriously Bad Elf in Massachusetts and New York and Rhode Island and a bunch of other places. But please, do not carry the offending bottles across state line or they will burn you at the stake. At issue is the label on the British import Seriously Bad Elf. It shows a scowling elf, apparently they don't like scowling, with a slingshot firing Christmas ornaments at Santa's sleigh as it flies overhead.
And we'll post pictures of these bottles, the labels on our website. They're kick-ass, man. Well, talk about a great marketing tool.
Well, it shows you the problems that are going on up in the North Pole, because now they have drive-bys.
Elf buys.
Elf buys, yes. State liquor regulations, bar alcohol, advertising with images.
I hear hooves. Get in the house.
That might appeal to children. Dear God, no. And the regulations specifically mention Santa, because we all know, with the rosy red cheeks, Santa's an alcoholic.
Nice.
There are certain symbols and images that appeal more strongly to children, and this regulation includes the most obvious among them. Attorney General Richard Kiss in my Blumenthal.
Did you notice his first name is Dick?
Dick. Yes, General Attorney General Dick Blumenthal said, the state has a wide discretion to regulate the sales of alcohol.
I fucking hate that word, regulate.
Regulators! The state liquid... I can't
state
even read
liquid
it.
Control board?
I can't believe this bullshit's going on. The state liquor control division notified Massachusetts-based Shelton Brothers distributors that it was rejecting its application to sell beer, a bitter winter ale brewed at the Ridgeway Brewery in England. Bad Elf and Seriously Bad Elf are sold in 30 other states without any problems. Now, to quote Dan Shelton of Shelton Brothers, we even had a beer called Santa's Butt. They didn't notice Santa's Butt, but they noticed this one. How can you miss something that big and red? Miners are not going to be looking to buy beer because Santa Claus is on the label.
Amen, brother.
Oh, so yeah, that's the bullshit story behind that.
We know what's best for you, so we'll ban Santa Claus on a beer label. Shut up.
The state also has indicated that it will not allow Shelton Brothers to sell warm, welcome nut brown ale, which also has a picture of Santa Claus on the label.
Pricks.
That's just wonderful.
Yeah. Fucking idiots. Anyway,
we thought Pennsylvania was screwed up.
Yeah, exactly. Before I go on a fucking political rant, let's crack open the first beer. What do you say?
It's Christmas time. No need for rants.
It's beginning to look a lot like syphilis everywhere I go. Okay, I'll stop singing now. All right, our first beer, like I said,
I think we're going to get sued.
Is the Bad Elf Winter's Ale. This comes in at 6% alcohol by volume. And when I first looked at this, there's a picture of an elf on the label with his finger up. When I first glanced at it, I thought he was flipping the bird, but he's not. Would have been funnier if he was.
Spin that label around here so I can take a look at that.
I'm pouring, bitch. Hold on.
Oh, come on. All right. You pour.
Then I'll give you the damn beer. You can pour your own. Oh, that's a nice golden color,
ooh,
man.
Check that out.
Hell yeah.
That looks pretty nice.
These are 1.9 fluid ounce bottles, too.
Yes, so very, very nice.
They're little hefty bottles of beer. And it's kind of like Old England meets the New World, in this beer. It's a strong, warming golden ale, brewed by Peter Scholey. He's the master brewer for the late and much lamented Breckspear Brewery, like I mentioned earlier. And Bad Elf is pretty much a hop lover's dream, balancing a generous amount of famous English malt with an astounding 45 ounces of fresh hops, including American Cascade, per barrel.
This is a pretty cool label. I dig this.
Yeah, the artwork's.
It does look like he's giving you the finger,
yeah,
though.
It does.
When I first looked at it.
The artwork's phenomenal on this, man. Yeah. Whoever the artist is, kudos to you, you know. 'Tis a heavy hand what adds the hops to this festive golden ale. Truth be told, there's near to 3 pounds of fresh hops that goes into every barrel of this treasured brew, and it's conditioned ready for winter sipping from your best flagon. There's that word flagon again.
All right,
just give this a shot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's got a nice hoppy aroma to it.
That's a
nice golden ale. Nice color to it, too. Seems to be a well-made beer so far.
All right, let's give it a
shot. Yeah, drink it up. Cheers, brother.
Drink, bitch.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh, that's good. Got a little malt hop balance to it.
Wow, the aftertaste is amazing on this.
I kind of expected from that description that'd be a little hoppier, you know, up front. But
that's,
the malt
that's really nice. That's smooth.
You can tell there's a lot of hops in it, but I didn't expect that malt backing to it. It's very good. Smooth beer.
Wow.
Oh, that very is really drinkable. Good. It's, like I said, 6%. And one thing I noticed is the difference between ratings between Beer Advocate and Rate Beer on these.
What's that?
All these beers. But the Winner's Ale, Beer Advocate comes in, I can't even say it, at an 85. Rate Beer shows it as a 48. I know their grading scales are a bit different, but that's a hell of a difference.
Yeah, that is.
They are similar.
But I like this. I would put it, well, I don't know if I'd give this an 85. It's good. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, depending on the rating system.
I'm a bitch when it comes to rating beers, though.
Yeah.
When it comes to numbers.
Yeah. Well, to me, that's a bit too technical, in my opinion. But, you know, you got to rate them somehow. So
if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
They are opinions. You know, that's not the de facto rating. These are just user opinions.
Yeah, because the fact is, it's our opinion that counts. We're the ones you should listen to.
Damn straight.
We're the professionals.
Listen to us or you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
I like this. This is pretty smooth.
This is a very good beer. Very good beer. Cheers to the Bad Elf Winter's Ale.
Wow. That sits really nice on the palate. Oh.
Yeah, I'm almost done with mine.
Damn. I can't stop looking at this label. This is very nice. Very, very nice. Yes, very nice.
Yeah, great art. Like I said, great artwork, good beer. At least the first one's good. I don't know about the rest, but
it's about time we get something good to come out of the United Kingdom.
Oh! Ouch.
It's been a while. I'm a little bitter still.
I kind of like the UK beers, but Spoon's a little indifferent on that, but that's okay. It's all about opinion.
Yeah, why couldn't a British brewery buy us?
Fucking heck. Well, cheers, dude. I'm going to finish mine.
Not saying that the company now isn't good. I'm saying back when we were bought by the Brits.
Yeah, attaboy.
Cover my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wench fetches me another.
Wow. Another flagon, bitch.
A flugon.
Oh, I said bitch. That's so American. Another flagon, wench.
Wench.
That's what I meant to say.
Here, wench. Fetch me a flagon.
Oh, wow, that was really good.
Yeah, it leaves a nice aftertaste in your mouth, man. That's good. A nice finish in the back of the throat.
Yes.
Very good hoppy malt combination.
Wait, there is something I did want to bring up.
All right, why don't you talk to the folks, and I will go down to the SIDT beer cellar and get the next beer.
Okay, that'll work. Because you're going to appreciate this, too, seeing that, well, you're on the show, and you were there with me. Episode 29, we were at the Brew Erie. Very kick-ass place up there in Erie, Penn. We were there for the Great International Beer Festival, which you guys heard, EP29. Well, we met this really cool guy up there. His name's Bill. Bill, if you're listening, this one's for you, buddy. Mr. Sick Puppy was given a challenge from him, which if you go to our YouTube page, you will see the video of this. We'll probably post a link for it, too. But Bill said, I want you to do me a favor. Chug a Miller Chill while listening to, what was that song? In Heaven, There Is No Beer.
In Heaven, There Is No Beer.
So for Bill, Sick Puppy did this. And I have to say, it was probably one of the more painful things I've seen him do. First of all, Miller Chill is a disgusting beer. Don't ever buy it. Unless you just want to try it, just so you know for yourself how bad it is.
I don't really call that a beer. It's more of a malt
beverage.
That's a good way to explain it. It's awful. Anyways, we wanted to send a shout out to Bill. It was great meeting you. Huge beer advocate.
And,
hey, yeah, I got
did
that
you
one.
Mean up. To say that?
Yes, I did actually. It's after it came out. I absolutely meant to say that. But we just wanted to say hi to Bill. Thanks for tuning in. It was great meeting you. And yeah,
and make,
enjoy your video.
And make Spoon do something stupid next time. I paid for that Miller Chill, man.
Here's the rule, guys. Since Sick Puppy did the last one, now
it's time for the father to step it up.
It's time for the most driving father, Spoon, to consume something. So send us your requests.
Something crappy.
But not in a cup. That's a whole other story. Search the internet. Two girls in a cup.
Make them chug a 40.
Oh, God, no. Dude, that chugging a 40 is... That's wrong on a lot of levels. That would come out my nose. That's a lot of anything. 40 ounces?
Don't let him fool you, man. He's done it before. He just don't want to do it again.
Well, you know what? After doing the 22-ounce Arrogant Bastard for our anniversary show, that was more than enough
no
for me. I was lucky that stuff stayed down. All right, so what's next?
Well, these beers are kind of themed, Spoon.
Okay.
You know, we started out... Excuse me. Got a little hops back there yet. Damn.
It's Fleming.
I need to rinse the palate.
You should rinse it with some man candy.
Nice. But where was I? Oh, yeah. We started out with the bad elf. You know, it's got a nasty little elf holding a beer next to a big old barrel of beer. And it kind of goes in succession. The next beer we're going to try is called Very Bad Elf. A little stronger alcohol, a little naughtier elf, you know? Again, this is 1.9 fluid ounces. 7.5%, Very Bad Elf Special Reserve Ale. Don't open till Christmas.
I think we're going to break that law there, and I think we're going to open it ahead of time.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. You want to tell the folks a little about this one, a little story behind the Very Bad Elf?
See, this is what I like when we were talking about these beers. Like you said, there's a story that goes behind a lot of these. So this is what we have for Very Bad Elf. Is it just my imagination? Queried old Santa, surveying the scene. Or is my elf only getting worse and worse every year? Wow, that's not really how I picture Santa talking, but that's how I'm doing it.
Santa on crack.
What's next? Seriously, bad elf, I'll wager. I got the itches. Mark my words. This very bad elf is one fine ale. Rich, hearty, and flavorful. I just screwed that. Brewed to an original 1795 Thames Valley recipe with a very special pale amber malt that is rarely used nowadays. Where the hell did they get it then?
Which fucking malt is it?
Yeah. And balanced by the modest addition of English frugal.
Fugle.
Aroma hops. Ears to your elf.
Ears to your elf. Nice.
I should make this. Oh, I should make Santa into a yinzer.
No.
It's just gone my imagination.
Guys, it's just my imagination.
Where's my elf? Only getting worse and worse every year.
Christ,
what's
shoot
next?
Me.
Is there some bad elf? I'll wager. Mark my words, Yins guys. And that.
Hey, Yins guys. It's Santa.
Hey, Santa.
Well, you can tell we're from Pittsburgh.
I'm a transplant. I don't give a shit.
Christ, that's funny. And another thing I want to mention about these bottles, I'll try and post pictures of this too, but we'll have them opened by then. Maybe we'll do one mid-show, but the caps on these bottles resemble exactly the same color and tint as the Christmas balls you put on your damn tree. There's red and gold and green.
That is true, yes.
It's very cool.
Well, you know what we could do?
Smart marketing team, man.
We'll recap them.
Recap.
Just don't bust the cap with the official SID.
I'll bust the cap in your ass.
The official SIDT butt plug bottle opener.
Find yours at IKEA.
Oh, man. This one, Beer Advocate rates this one at an 82. Dude, rate beer?
What?
38.
Ow!
Damn.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
How can there be that much difference between the two?
I don't know. Fucking crazy, isn't it? I'll never understand it, but again, those are opinion websites, so take it for what it's worth, people. Take it for what it's worth. All right, dude, let's give this one a shot, man. We're kind of barreling through these.
Good job.
We were going to do four beers this evening, but who knows? At this rate,
maybe we'll do more.
Maybe we'll do a...
It's a Christmas present to ourselves.
Yeah. Maybe we'll double that. I don't know. I seem to maybe have enough.
There's also something else in the SIDT beer fridge that I am dying for us to do a review of. All Red, cease and desist from Erie Brewing.
Yeah, we got to do an Erie Brewing one here coming up. I think we are, actually.
Well, you know what? Sick Puppy absolutely hates Erie Brewing beverages.
No, I hate it because Spoon is from the Erie area, and so I like to rag on him about it.
So I
it's the only goddamn
balls.
Good thing in Erie is a brewery.
So I bust his...
Okay, two breweries now.
Yeah, I bust his balls about it all the time. So I said, hey, dude, just try this. Let me know what you think about it. He bought a case. And you know what? There's a plenty of supply of it in his fridge from now on.
Oh, the old Red Season Assist, dude. I was kind of like you, I think. I was broke.
Yeah.
And I walked into the beer distributor.
And by broke, we mean $30 to spend on beer.
Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, okay, $30 is about what I want to spend. Let me find the highest alcohol fucking my volume beer I could find for $30.
That's what I did.
Old Red Season Assist comes in at 10.1.
Oh, God. Is it good?
It's a budget craft beer drunk.
Yes, and let me tell you.
It's a delicious beer. I mean, not to say it's a, you know, just get drunk on it.
Oh, it's a delicious Scottish ale. Yeah. Well, so here's the other funny thing, too, is we have a pretty high tolerance for alcohol.
Go figure.
It
30
took
a, shows, dude.
It took a six-pack of this, and we were on the floor laughing our asses off. We're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a good drunk.
But
Sneaks up on you.
Respect the beer, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go chugging this stuff, because...
You know, we have fun, and you should, too, but also, you know... Our point is to respect the beer, and we're about to do that with the Very Bad Elf. Cheers,
yeah,
brother.
I've already chugged a 120, so I'm not going to be chugging the 10.
This has a very dark, I wouldn't say too dark, but a darker amber color to it. Kind of like almost like a caramel color.
Being the art student that I am
not
right
much
now.
Head retention.
No, very.
Don't start telling me chick colors that I don't understand.
Would you like me to go into hue and saturation
in
and
mauve
value?
And all that?
No. All right. Ooh, I like that aroma.
Ooh, that's a bit heavier than the last one. Mm. Oh, my. That's way more malt than the first one.
Yeah. Oh. Hmm.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, these are, you know, the first one was an ale, and this is a special reserve ale.
This is
just an ale with a different recipe. I like it. I like it a lot. Again, this one goes down real smooth, too.
I don't hate it.
You don't like it?
I like it. But I don't hate it.
Explain.
It's not chug worthy.
Oh, hell no. No, no, not by far, man.
It is. It's sitting pretty heavy on my palate. That's why I'm trying to get the
taste. Right, and it will, yeah. I mean, yeah. The aftertaste of it kind of hangs with you, but I like that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It makes you respect the beer.
I wouldn't go out and buy it again.
No, I would.
It's just not my thing. I don't know. I suck. I suck.
Hey, you know, we haven't had a difference of opinion on it for a couple
shows
here.
It's not bad. It's just if I see it on a shelf, I'm going to pass it over. It's not something that I'm going to buy again. The first one, I would definitely buy that. It's the Bad Elf. Wait, I got to make sure I get my names right.
Yeah, you got the Bad Elf, and now we're doing the Very Bad Elf.
All right, so I would buy a Bad Elf.
I bet you're wondering what the hell the next beer is going to be, aren't you? Something to do with an elf, maybe?
Gee, I wonder. This isn't bad, but
I bet the World of Warcraft fans are about having a hard on right now. I was talking about elves the whole show.
I never played World of Warcraft. I know Mr. T's in it.
What?
Yeah, Mr. T's got a character. It's really cool. I saw the commercial for it.
It's
look it up
cool?
On, look it up on YouTube. Well, he's cool in it. He looks cool, but I'm sure he gets his ass kicked.
It's
quite
Mr.
A bit.
Fucking T.
Dude, Mr. T is badass.
Yeah. Right. Did you see that last show he did that bombed?
No.
He did like a self-help show where he'd like go to this troubled family and go help them out.
Are you serious?
It was hilarious, man. It's one of them shows that were so bad, I wish they wouldn't have canceled it. Because that's why it was good, because it was fucking so bad.
Well, you know what? With the writer's strike, he might come back.
Oh, dude, he'd come in like this red jogging suit with the stripes down the side like he got it at Kmart. And he's still got the mohawk and he'd be jumping up and down. Mr. T gonna help you out.
Sure you are, Mr. T.
I want some more love in this family. We're going to exercise. Foo. Exactly. Thanks. I left out the foo.
Oh, that's just bad. Poor Mr.
Dude, it was so. I forget the name of it, man. But it was funny.
Well,
as hell.
You know, look up the commercial for World of Warcraft, and check out Mr. G. It is pretty funny.
That's sad.
I have to give him credit. He's trying to be somewhat hip, and I'm sure people get a lot of the jokes. I don't because I don't play it, and I'm very happy to say that I will probably never play it.
Agreed. Well, I think we just pissed off some World of Warcraft fans.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
I really don't give a shit.
I got done playing Dungeons & Dragons when I was a kid.
But
I'm over it.
If you guys are into that stuff, that's great. More power to you.
Yeah, right. I'm only bashing it because I think it's ridiculous. But, you know, if to each his own.
And don't get him started on Second Life.
Don't get me started on a lot of fucking role-playing games. Cheers, brother.
Delicious.
Is it any better now that you've gone halfway through the fucking glass?
Yeah, it's not bad now.
Are you warming up to it?
I am. Well, see, the whole difference is, because the winter's ale was a lot lighter in body than this one.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'm like...
Two different ales, by far.
It's like smacking in the face.
Yeah, the Bad Elf had a lot more hops in it than this does.
You know what it's like to me? It's like... Running down, you're running in the forest.
Running in the forest. Running in the forest. Boom! Hit a tree. Gee, I wonder where we got that from.
That's what it reminds me of.
Pimp the Man. Do you have who that guy is?
We have a new friend.
We have a new friend that signed up on our YouTube site. Fluffy. What the
Fluffy?
Fuck
is his name? Fluffy.
Fluffer. Fluffy.
Fluffy. Hold on. Let me pull up YouTube. I'm gonna pull up this guy's page so we can.
He
get
does
the
like an improv thing. It's just him in a chair.
It's Fluffy Talks.
Fluffy Talks.
And it's either him on a chair or it's his buddies on a couch or whatever.
It's funny shit, man. The guy's really, really good. I mean, he pulls it off so well.
So it's youtube.com/FLUFFEETALKS. Fluffy Talks.
Yeah, and tell him, should I drink that sent you?
Oh, this guy's a riot.
He's funny, man.
He randomly just sent us a message and said, hey, you know, check out my videos. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right. You know,
usually when I get them, like, oh, great, somebody else pimping their fucking business or whatever.
But
I accepted him once I got on the site. I was like, this dude's fucking funny.
See, my thing is, since I live online, basically, I live online, but I don't play Second Life and I don't play World of Warcraft. Go figure one.
You live online, but you're not a gamer.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So whenever you send
we
a
know what pussy us, tastes like.
I hope so. I'm married.
Oh.
So... Whenever someone sends us a request, just so you guys know, I do check out each of your requests, and if we deem you worthy.
Yeah, Spoon checks him out. I usually just say fuck you and delete him because I'm a prick.
And then I let him know if it's worthy of the show or if I think it's something fucking cool. So yeah, this guy also made a Guitar Hero God video.
He got bashed for it too, which is ridiculous, hilarious. Man. Have a sense of fucking humor, you idiots.
He mocked the whole Guitar Hero thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's other people out there on YouTube that actually film themselves playing fucking Guitar Hero like they're actually rock stars. It's ridiculous, and that's what he was feeding off of.
Yeah, so all these people started mocking him.
Kind of like our videos, dude. Some of them, nobody got it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You know?
Honestly, our videos, besides the Gray Kangaroo
episodes... You're so wrapped up in your little thing that you don't see the humor in it. I think that's the bottom line.
I don't think we've made serious videos besides the Gray Kangaroo.
Really, that's done in fun.
Yeah, there's jokes into all of our videos.
Right. We do our videos. That's extra stuff. And, you know, so like to have fun with it. And even we've gotten bashed for not being serious about the beers or about the alcohol.
Yeah, you know what?
Whatever. Have fun. Shut up.
Fucking lighten up. So he did this Guitar Hero one, and he had it 5 days ago. And as of right now, it has 3,289 hits. And people are bashing this, going, oh, well, you did it on easy, you poser. That's not the point. He's making fun of you. You're the one that he's mocking. I can't believe people don't get this stuff. He also has another really cool one that made me laugh my ass off. It was Too High to Drive. It's these two guys are trying to they're stoned out of their gourd and they're trying to figure out who should drive. And then the one dude turns to his right and there's Batman. It's Fluffy dressed as Batman. I'm assuming it looks like Fluffy. He wearing a Batman costume, stupid as hell, but I laugh my ass off watching this guy. He's sitting there talking to him, and then they cut back to the couch, and he's not talking to him. There's nobody there. And his buddy's like, dude, who are you talking to? I'm like, oh, this is it. This is exactly what it's like.
I like the end of the stoner video he did. I think it's his latest one. I had the little blooper at the end. He's like, dude, you broke my couch. Subtle but funny.
Yeah, check out a lot of his stuff.
Yeah, he's a funny guy, man.
We dig him. He's pretty cool. And you know what? He's up there in Canada, you know, up in Toronto. Yeah. So if we ever go up there, we might have to shoot this guy a message and say, hey, let's go hang.
Dude, I didn't even realize that until I heard his accent. And I'm like, oh, wait, he's not from here. Then I like read his profile and shit. I'm like, hey, I was right.
That's what it's all about.
Thanks. I was going to make a Canadian accent joke, but you beat me to it.
Oh, damn. That was good. That was good beer.
Yeah, so far, 2 for 2, man. I like them both a lot.
We could be in trouble.
We got Bad Elf. We got Very Bad Elf.
I wonder what would come next.
Can you guess? I'll give you a moment of pause. Say it, people.
No,
wrong.
No, you're wrong. The hell?
I bet somebody said Very Fucking Bad Elf.
Did you go to Catholic school?
Shame on you. Wait. What the hell am I saying shame on you to a Catholic person? I'm the biggest heathen on the planet.
Wait a minute. I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And you're on this goddamn show. Notice I said goddamn. Not even on poipus.
On poipus. On a porpoise. All right, so this next one, for those of you keeping score at home, Seriously Bad Elf.
Seriously Bad Elf. And one thing I didn't notice before, but, you know, going with the whole theme, you know, the elves are getting, you know,
badder,
worser.
Worser.
More evil. And what I've noticed is, as the beers progress in the Elf series, the alcohol volume goes up.
That's why they're badderer.
Wow.
Badderer.
There's not much of a real description of this beer that I could find. The only thing they really say about it, it's a rather serious English double ale. And it comes out at 9% alcohol by volume.
Oh, that was a good one.
A little nice burpage, dude.
Thank you. That was pretty good.
You know, and, you know, there's a little note here as well is, you know, I believe it's from Santa. I suppose I should have seen it coming.
Dude,
this time.
Do it as a yinzer.
No, I ain't doing that. You know how I feel about yinzers. I suppose I thought I should have seen it coming this time, groaned old Claus.
That's what she said.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, wow, I suck.
Holiday ornaments mysteriously disappearing, turning up broken. Reindeer falling from the sky inexplicably. Thanks for putting that word in there.
Are the reindeer drunk?
And then, of course, I discovered that tiny hands have been prying into that cask of wonderful new double ale I got stashed down in the cellar. The SIDT cellar? That's when I called in a specialist from the elf department. He just confirmed what I had already suspected. We've got another serious elf problem here at the pole.
Okay, so this justifies what I said.
And forgive me for that reading if I stumbled. I'm reading off the goddamn bottle.
Santa either is a homebrewer or he's stealing beer. Because where the hell do you buy beer in the North Pole?
I bet that fucker's got all the Dark Lord I've been looking for. Three Floyds.
I wonder if he can freeze time. He goes there, he loads up his sleigh, he waves to everyone, gives them the finger, and leaves. And then they look at Travis and go, dude, what the fuck did you do?
Where's my beer?
That is a pretty cool... I love that label.
Yeah, this one's the one they got in trouble for. Yeah, it's got an elf in a flannel friggin' jacket shooting a Christmas ornament through a slingshot at Santa Claus while he's flying through the air. It's a rather serious English double ale.
You know what would be coolerer?
Cool.
Since it's batterer?
Batterer, coolerer.
He needs a potato gun.
Oh, dude. My next plan for my next potato gun. Might want to save that for another show. I don't know. But if you don't know what a potato gun is, it's a PVC gun with a charcoal igniter, like that's on your grill, made out of PVC. And you spray hairspray in the back of it, seal it up, and shoot fucking potatoes out of it.
No, see,
it's a very redneck gun to build. Mine had a sling on it with a sight, and it was all camouflage.
I'm
white trash.
I do have to expand on that a little bit here. Going back to my days at University of Pittsburgh, Titusville, well, we're in the dorms, and it was my freshman year, and I hear this loud...
Wow, that was a pretty good...
Thank you.
That brought back memories. That's exactly how it sounds, man.
I'm like, what the hell was that? And it was the room kind of catty-quartered to mine. I go in there, and friends of SIDT know my good buddy Griff. Well, it was his brother Emerson with a big grin on his face coming out of this room. I'm like, what the hell was that? I go in there. They got they emptied out coffee cans, those big-ass Folger ones, the old metal ones, taped them together, and made a potato gun out of that.
That's actually called something different. When you use the metal cans, and some might call me racist for this, but I don't really give a shit because that's what they were called when I was a kid. We used to make them out of old beer cans that were made out of steel back in the day. Polish cannon.
Oh, I'm fine with that. I'm Polish. I just
Polish cannon. So they can't even make those anymore because they don't make the beer cans like they used to.
Well, I think that's probably the reason why. The
coffee cans come in. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I walk in this room. They have the screen out of the window, and they're aiming it at downtown where I went to school.
Well, how did they shoot potatoes out of the coffee can size?
It wasn't just potatoes that went out of this thing.
Yeah, but you got to pack them tight. That's why I was curious.
Potatoes wrapped.
Oh.
And then there was other stuff.
Potatoes with a slug, like a shotgun.
And I watched it, and then I hear... I'm like, holy shit!
Well, I won't mention who, but they're illegal, and a certain state trooper taught me how to make them. We were shooting them at the mall near in my hometown at Cars.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
He's retired now, so don't even look him up.
Here's what we'll do for editing purposes. We'll record other people's names and throw them in
there.
Yeah,
right.
Kind of like what the Real Happy Hour did. With,
you
like,
know, that state cop, Jeffrey T.
Jeffrey T. Yeah, when I was in school with Groucho and Judd. We'll do that.
But anyway, what I was getting at with that whole story, since you brought it up, is, you know, I'm white trash. I like to experiment with shit that blows up.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, I'll admit it. You know, truth hurts, brother. But I want to make a pneumatic potato gun.
Really?
We made an acetylene potato gun once, but it blew up. And, you know, the wives and the girlfriends didn't find that funny at all. We thought it was hilarious, but they're, you're going to kill yourselves. What the fuck are you doing? You know, acetylene gun, the potato gun, is made with the fucking welding equipment. You know, the tanks, acetylene tanks. Very stupid thing to do. Don't do it. I actually found out about a month later after I tried that. A guy blew his fucking arm off doing that.
Ouch.
But an acetylene gun is different than a pneumatic gun. Pneumatic gun, I want to make a double barrel. That's why I want to do this. A double barrel potato gun that's pneumatic, which means, you know, if you're not technically inclined, you hook an air compressor up to it.
Oh, someone's going to get hurt really bad.
I know. We used to put, in my old potato gun, we used to put the potato down there and put, like, roofing nails and shit on top of it and kill trees. Take that, you green-loving motherfuckers.
Well, you know what we could do? We need a field to test this. Mr. Sorg over there at the Wrestling Mayhem show has a field that we could use.
We could shoot like fucking Bud Light out of it.
But from what he said, as long as we clean up our mess, we can use it.
I don't clean up shit.
Well, it's his family's field, so you know.
That matters to me. How?
If we want to use the field, we got to do it. So okay. We'll get them drunk first. And make them think we're cleaning stuff
up. That should be easy. But anyway, I think we've got off on a tangent here.
That's fine. Hanging out, we're drinking beers. It's a Christmas show.
We're talking about blowing shit up with potatoes. Oh, and before I forget, if you have a potato gun and you've never tried this, my brother, whose name shall go unmentioned,
Bob,
come up with a brilliant fucking idea one day. He put the potato down into the potato gun, jammed it down there, made sure it fit, and then he took it back out and put it in the freezer overnight.
Holy shit.
I ripped a tree apart with it. A little sapling about, I don't know, 6-8 inches around. Just destroyed it. I still wanted to shoot a cat with it or something, but nobody would let me.
If we do this?
I got to find a rabbit or something.
We need to get video doing this.
I'm sure they can find it on YouTube somewhere,
dude. Yeah, on YouTube probably already has it.
So there you go. We'll stop with the whole potato gun thing because it's kind of off theme, but yeah.
Who cares? It's a story.
That's great.
That's why people like to hear us. They like to hear stories.
Now you've kind of motivated me again to get back on the pneumatic one. But yeah, check it out on YouTube. Just do potato gun on YouTube. I'm sure some redneck asshole out there has got one.
You know what?
Or three.
I'm going to look right now. It's like that one dude that was, he was lit something and his whole lawn caught on fire. Did
wow.
you see that one?
No.
Oh, I have to find that one too. I forgot what he was trying to light.
And a little tip, if you're going to make a regular potato gun, you use hairspray in the back of it and, you know, spray it up in there and then seal it up and that ignites. Aquanet is key.
I was going to say.
That shit's like what, 60, 70% alcohol? Your grandma's hairspray, man. Do they even sell that shit anymore?
They probably do. And you know
what? You might find it at the goddamn dollar store. I don't know.
In the state of Pennsylvania, especially in southwestern Pennsylvania, we have a lot of women with still big hair.
Yeah, blue hair.
So I'm sure that's readily available around here, if not anywhere else in the country.
Aquanet is key. If you can't find Aquanet, just, you know, peruse through the shelves of your hairspray section and find the one that has the most alcohol in it, because that'll light the bestest.
Oh, yeah, here we go. The last potato cannon, propane-powered potato gun.
See, propane, there you go. It's kind of that's actually a little safer than fucking acetylene. But.
Oh, wow. We're going to have to watch this one post-show.
I can remember, we fucking filled a balloon with acetylene once. It had a string on the end of it, and we set the string on fire. It was like a fuse. And this is up at the river in the big valley. Dude, the cops showed up. It sounded like a bomb went off. It just echoed down through the fucking river. Boom!
Here's one for you. A copper spud gun. This is my new spud
gun. Oh, yeah.
Capable of 400...
I forgot about that. They do make them out of copper as well, but that'll cost you a fortune.
400 PSI.
Yeah, that'll cost you a fortune to make it out of copper.
Wow.
And that's probably a smart thing if you're going to do a pneumatic one, you know, for structural reasons. But I don't know. I haven't tried it yet, so I'm not sure about that whole blowing apart the PVC with a pneumatic gun.
Here's another cool one. Potato cannon destruction. They aim it at a beat-up car. And
awesome.
Just blow the shit out of it.
Seriously, people, if you make one or know somebody has one, don't be a dick. You can actually kill somebody with a potato gun. They're dangerous and deadly. There's a reason they're illegal. So if you're going to be a dumbass redneck with a potato gun, be smart about it and shoot it at inanimate objects.
Unlike the video I just found that says, retards with a potato launcher.
See, there you go. They're even honest about it.
Yeah, these guys look like hardcore rednecks. So.
Fucking A.
All right, yeah, we got beer.
They can be deadly.
Oh, man. They take it to a monitor on one of the other ones.
Well, that's pretty office space of them, isn't it?
Oh, we're going to have some good times here.
All right, so back to this beer. What do you think of this one? Do you like it better than the Very Bad Elf? They're kind of similar, I think. Mm. And it's a double of the Very Bad Elf, honestly, and in my opinion.
I'm getting almost like a little bit of cherry to that.
A little more alcohol taste to it.
I'm getting like a cherry.
Yeah, there's a fruity taste to it. I'm not sure if it's cherry. I can't really pin it down. But
it's not
good.
As bad as like the Kelkachos.
Nothing's as bad as that shit.
Or like that shit that Gambler sent us there.
Yeah, you fucker.
You will never live that down.
New Glarus piece of shit.
Mm. It's not bad, though. It's not like a Sucretz.
Yeah, exactly.
It has a mild fruit taste.
Yeah,
though,
it's
which,
not overpowering.
I'm cool
I think that's
with that.
Key. It's not overpowering. Just a hint.
Just a hint. Just a dash.
Fruity holiday flavor.
The nose on it's good, too. It's not that
bad.
Yeah,
it's a very well-made beer, I think. Very good.
Now, see, I would buy this one over the Very Bad Elf.
I can tell this is a little more alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
It's got that alcohol backing to it a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And at 9%, you can, you know, the finish on this is you got that alcohol burn. And I don't mean burn in a bad way. If you hear the word alcohol burn in a beer review, it's not like you're doing a shot of fucking whiskey and you're like,
oh, my God, it's burning.
It's just a mild, strong taste at the end.
It's burning my cockles.
Wait, I said mild and strong.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes as much sense as Microsoft works. Yeah, see?
Funny. That's even a very old joke, too.
I know.
Actually, no. I think they still make Microsoft works, but who the hell uses it?
Yeah,
again, it comes free with the system.
Dude, I used to work.
There's a reason for that.
I worked computer retail hell in the mid-90s. We had that shit.
Cheers, brother. I'm going to finish this one.
Nice clink.
Clunk and drunk.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, again, you know.
I don't see this rate beer rating at 40.
I don't either, dude. I agree with Beer Advocate. Actually, 90% of the time I agree with Beer Advocate. But
those are our people, our peeps.
BAs are peeps, man.
All right, since you got the last one, you can start talking because I'm going to get the next.
Well, hurry the fuck up because I got nothing to say.
Talk about something. Musical interlude.
I already talked about, you know, my potato gun days, and, well, they're still going on, actually. So, yeah, that's the right one.
Oh, you suck.
That's the one, brother.
Oh, man.
And again, these are going up in alcohol as we speak. So,
did you see what style this one is when you bought it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. This can be tough.
I think we're about 45 minutes into this show. We might actually squeeze out one more beer after this one.
I think we could do it.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Yeah, God forbid that we have a show under an hour.
Yeah, fucking A. We've been fighting for that for a long time. But again, sometimes people don't realize that this is actually a smooth-going show, because sometimes we have a 2 or 3 hour show, and we have to cut down to a fucking hour, and that's editing hell.
Piss breaks and everything else that we have to do.
So shut the fuck up. This one's going smooth, and I have to edit.
I need the
butt plug.
Butt plug, yes.
Thank slash you. Bottle opener.
With the white tip.
Oh. Not after you use it.
Well, depends if you clean it. So the next beer that we have here, along the Bad Elf lines.
Yeah, again, remember we had Bad Elf, very Bad Elf, seriously Bad Elf, and now?
Criminally Bad Elf.
The fucker's in jail.
At 10.5%.
Yeah, I love how they go the whole bad thing, and the badder he gets, the more alcohol is involved.
And here's the nice thing.
Brilliant marketing.
It's a barley wine.
I know. I didn't tell Spoon that. I wanted to surprise him with it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Most people know my history with barley wines.
And what else he doesn't know is there's a bar I frequent down on the south side. I think we took Gambler there, the bar 1311.
Yes. We had our south side video.
Right off of Carson Street. They have all these beers, and I frequent that place a lot, so I've had all of these already.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah.
Oh, where the hell? That's not fair.
I know.
I didn't know that you had these already.
Sorry you're married, dude.
Oh, I'm not. I got a warm bed and hot food when I get home.
Getting probably more money after the weekend's over than I do, too.
Yeah, usually.
Usually 100-some dollar bar tabs. You know.
I just sit at home, you know, watching Food Network. All right, give me your glass, bitch.
Thank you. Spoon's having a little Christmas cheer and pouring my beer. Wow, I rhymed. Oh, wow, that looks very golden. That doesn't look like a barley wine at all.
No, it doesn't. It looks too light to be a barley wine.
I don't know. Actually, but yours on the table looks a little darker, but right up to the light,
you know what?
It looks like a golden ale.
It looks like, which one did I turn?
None of these have a lot of huge head retention. Yeah.
Looks a lot like the Bad Elf. So yeah, on the label here we have the elf is finally in jail. He's not giving anybody the finger.
Yeah, the story goes with the criminally bad elf. And again, playing Santa Claus here. Without the yinzer.
Oh, you suck.
It turned out to be a case of mistaken identity, of course. Wrong place at the wrong time.
Hey, it's OJ.
No doubt. Where's the white glove? Or the black glove. That's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Not that dead one.
Jerry Curl.
The white one. Yeah, thanks for getting that.
They're both white.
It turned out to be a case of mistaken identity, of course. Wrong place at the wrong time. But Claus was soon back on the street with the polite apologies of the authorities. No questions asked. All's well that ends well, surely. But still, the reporters wanted to know. It takes its toll, doesn't it? Indeed, sighed Claus. My elf has gone crazy, and I fear I shall soon go crazy as well.
Crazy insane?
Going off the rails on a crazy sleigh.
Does it say that?
No, I said that.
I was going to say that.
I ad-libbed there. Thanks.
I was going to say, wow, that's pretty cool.
And with that, he hoisted a great flagon of his favorite barley wine style ale, silently contemplating the future and straining to remember why he got into this particular line of friggin' work in the first place.
I thought he did it for the chicks.
Jesus did it for the chicks.
Oh, that's right.
Oh! There's some Christmas cheer. Happy birthday, Jesus!
I love baby Jesus. When you say grace, you can say whoever Jesus you want. For me, I love baby Jesus.
And Beer Advocate rates this as an 81. Rate Beer, 61. This is the closest they've been so far. And did I mention this was 10.5% alcohol? I don't think I did.
No, I did.
Oh.
Thanks for paying attention,
no.
Dick.
I said I.
You didn't. No, but I did.
See, then I'm right. So piss off. But y'all know, our biggest fans know that we hate barley wines. And, you know, that's kind of changing over time.
Yeah, we've had some good barley wines recently.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, I think the whole running joke about us hating barley wines might be at its end, because we've had enough of them now that our first experiences with them were horrible.
Now, here's what
we tried some crappy shit at first.
I don't know if you noticed this, but so it says it's a barley wine style ale. And at the very bottom, in a nice, bold, Arial font, it says contains barley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's barley wine.
I think that's funny. They have to put that contains barley.
You know why? Because the label doesn't say barley wine style ale. Legally, they have to do that. So that's why it says.
See? Education right there.
That's why it says contains barley.
Huh.
It's a whole wine versus beer thing.
According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems.
See our old intro for more details.
See episode one.
Yeah. Well, actually, we use that intro a lot, but well, this no one we shit. Won't. All right, dude. Barley wine. Here All we right. go.
Aroma.
Cheers, motherfucker.
There you go.
Wow, this is a Ooh. Barley wine. It didn't even clink. It,
dude, this... Wow. I kind of like the nose
it
on it.
It smells like an ale. Yeah. It's nothing...
What's a barley wine style ale? This is... Wow, that's an interesting nose on that.
Oh, but you know, the more I sniff my snifter here. I'm getting the barley wine.
Yeah, but it's. I'm not late.
I had to take a second sniff there.
I think
we are drinking our fine Castile beer glasses, and it's perfect for a barley wine, actually.
Mm.
It does have a nice aroma to it. Is it smooth?
Wow,
I haven't tried mine yet. I should probably shut up and drink it, huh?
Drink, bitch.
Shut up, drink, bitch.
Oh, Father Spoon likes this. This isn't bad. What do you think?
Definitely a barley wine. Got that barley wine aftertaste to it. Yeah. Distinct flavor, but it's good.
I like this. God damn it, we're starting to like barley wines. What the hell's wrong with us?
It's a good representation of the style. I won't even say that this time. I like this. This is drinkable. It doesn't have that backbite to it like a lot of barley wines I hate.
We need to make a shirt that says that.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a good representation of the style.
Check out our SRDT store for more details soon. That means you got to hurry up and post something.
Before
this show's released, you got to put up that shirt, dude.
Speaking of stores, a good buddy of ours from Have a Good Sandwich.
Yes, let's pimp that boy.
Mikey Wojciech.
Wojciech. Love you, brother.
Let me go to the website here so I can give you all the information.
I mean, this may only, appeal to Pittsburgh people, but if you're a displaced Pittsburgh person, you'll love this.
WearPittsburgh.com, WEAR Pittsburgh with an H.
Yeah, with an H.
.com. Mike came up with this great idea a few years ago about making a Pittsburgh themed store or Pittsburgh themed T-shirts. So there, he has some really kick ass designs, I have to admit. And him and I have been talking too about possibly making SIDT themed shirts. He's also been talking with some other local Pittsburgh bloggers and with podcasters and everything. So him and I started talking. I'm like, hey, I have an idea for a shirt. Because he sent one to me. So then I'm like, dude, we could come up with a lot of great shirts for Should I Drink That?
Hell yeah, brother.
And I know he's working with Jim over at Sportocracy, I believe, is one of the other groups he's working with. Right now he has one with Pit Girl from the Berg blog. It says, Pit Girl says drink. There's also a pierogi
one. I'm loving me some Pit Girl.
There's a reserved parking one, which is perfect because people in Pittsburgh put chairs in the road to reserve their parking spots.
I'm sure that's common in a lot of cities. But
I'm finding that out.
Pittsburgh's famous for that.
Oh, yeah. And he's got a Slippy When Wet, and he's got the...
Slippy When Wet. And then that's a Yinzer. And tell him the categories. That's what I like.
Oh, the cat. He did such a great job marketing this, and there's going to be a lot more
very
shirts
Pittsburgh,
coming on.
Yeah. The categories just... Define Pittsburgh to me on his site.
There's Bergware.
Bergware. Hey, you're a Pittsburgher. Hey, great shirt.
It's apparel that features the places and neighborhoods that pretty much make Pittsburgh
right.
special. Yinzware.
Yinzware. Yeah. I'm sorry. I call it Yinzware, but it's Yinzware.
Content created with or inspired by people of the Berg. And you know what?
The Yinzer Nation.
We're inspirationals in it. And then there's Jagware. If you don't know already, then you don't know.
Yeah, that's for the serious Pittsburghers brother. Yeah.
So, yeah, check out his site. If you're a displaced Pittsburgher or if you want to get some really cool Pittsburgh stuff, check
Again,
it out.
Again, I believe that's wearpittsburgh.com?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if he gets
Pittsburgh with an H, idiots.
If he gets some SID T-shirts, we'll definitely pass those along to you guys, and maybe we'll have a contest and give out some shirts. It's very cool apparel. Check it out. He did a great job. And also, Mikey Wojciech.
Wojciech
is also the godfather of bloggers in Pittsburgh. He runs Pittsburgh Bloggers. So check out that site too. We're going to have a link to that off of Should I Drink That? Check it out. It's very cool.
Damn, dude. I think my buzz just kicked in.
Are you buzzing already?
Not really buzzing, just happy. I'm happy.
You're happy.
I'm happy. I'm not slurring yet.
The blogger site is pghbloggers.org, so check that out. You'll see SIDT on there.
Yeah. Woot.
We met Mike a couple years ago with PodCamp.
Hey, you want to pimp Pit Girl site while we're at it? I love that girl, man.
Seeing that I've kicked her ass in fantasy football this year. And
yeah, I hear the SIDT
I'm in the playoffs.
I hear the SIDT league's doing really good, but I hate fucking sports, so it's all spoon.
I entered SIDT.
All right, I don't hate sports. I like hockey.
Yeah, well, hockey's awesome.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I hate any other fucking sport.
Yes, yeah, so the Pit Girl site is thebergblog.com. We'll have a link to that also. But earlier this year, I got involved in a fantasy football league with, get this, Celebrity Pittsburgh Bloggers and Podcasters. Somehow we got roped into that category.
Yeah, we got roped into it. I said, uh-uh. It's all you, Spoon.
Actually, any chance for me to feel like I'm a celebrity, I'd join.
It's not that I don't want to hang with the peeps or nothing, but my enthusiasm would be fake. So I just opted out.
And that's fine. I'm into this shit like this, so it's
right.
I have no problem doing that. So I got.
I don't want to be a sports poser.
Oh,
a Fairweather Johnson, if you will.
Oh,
holy Hootie and the Blowfish
yeah.
song blowback wow. there. Damn.
So anyways, with this fantasy football league, I really know nothing about football. I watch it because of the Steelers, but you ask me players, I don't know who the hell they are.
See, I'm a Pittsburgher, and I don't even do the whole Steelers jump on the bandwagon thing, so kudos to you for that.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't have the spirit.
I don't know football, but
that's another team.
I do know stats, though. I'm a stats nut because I follow baseball. I've been a hardcore baseball fan.
He's a nut, all right.
Yeah. So I follow stats hardcore. So I could play fantasy football because I know stats. I don't know football, but I know the stats. So guess what? SIDT's in the playoffs. There are a lot of pissed off people right now because Father Spoon doesn't know shit about football, and my team's in the playoffs. There are guys at the draft session, which lasted, I think, like 46 hours over at the Creative Treehouse in Bellevue. And they were there with their laptops. They were looking up all this information. They had all these stat sheets. All I did is I walked up to the board. I looked at the list of players and said, he looks cool. I'll take him. So that's how I drafted my team, and now we're in the playoffs.
All right, hey, we're actually working up to an hour here
right.
with not much editing, so let's roll on. We're going to do four beers. And before I continue with the next beer, it's kind of off the whole elf thing now.
But it's Christmas theme.
But there's a missing elf beer that we don't have.
Mm?
Yes.
There's another beer?
Yes.
How could you go up from the...
We have Bad Elf, Very Bad Elf, Seriously Bad Elf, Criminally Bad Elf.
Yes.
And one I tried and you didn't. Sorry. 1311, south side of Pittsburgh. Insanely Bad Elf. He ends up in a mental institution. They got a picture of him like in a straitjacket on the label.
What style
killer.
Is that?
I forget. Thanks for asking. I wasn't prepared for that question.
Always be prepared.
But a funny story behind that.
Funny story.
I work with a lovely young lady that
I
was talking to these beers about, and I'm like, man, I have to fucking drive to go get these beers because the first four we had, I got them locally.
Okay.
But I wanted the whole series, and they only had those four. And I was looking online, and I saw Sam Morgan's. It's off the Harmerville exit, off the PA Turnpike.
Okay.
In the Pittsburgh area. And I said that out loud at work, and my girl Leslie... God love her. I mean, she picked up some beers for us, you know, tonight, and she was missing one. I said, well, it's on your way home, right? She said, oh, yeah, I get off that exit every day.
You made Leslie go on a beer run for us?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Jesus.
God bless her. I love her. Dude, the second day, she's even more cool because of this. I said, I'm missing one beer. She's like, well, they have it. You want me to go stop again and get it? I'm like, I
oh,
love
really?
You. Hell yes. So, dude, the second day, the second trip, right, she makes, she's like, she's going there for one fucking bottle of beer for us, for SIDT. God bless her.
We love you.
She walked in, and some dude was walking out of the place at Sam Morgan's.
Yeah.
Said, dude. He called her dude. there's a shitload of cops in here. They're getting raided right now.
What?
Yeah, dude. There's like fucking cops everywhere. And she only saw one cop because she didn't go in the hallway because there's like a little vestibule there or whatever. I didn't say vegetable. I said vestibule, which is an entrance for you idiots.
Oh, see, now I know
why fucking cops raided the fucking place as she was picking up our beer for the show.
Oh, this is why you wouldn't tell me the story.
Yeah, dude. It was so fucking funny. She's like, I didn't know what to do. And she's so timid and nice. She was like, oh, my God, what the fuck? Ah.
So?
But we didn't get the beer.
Oh.
The cops wouldn't let her in.
So why were they getting raided?
Well.
Did we find out?
I kind of found out an old story about this place. I didn't even know about this place, so I found them on the internet because they're down, you know, far from us.
Well,
half an hour from us anyway. But it's not really a beer bar. It's just a restaurant with a kick-ass beer cooler.
Oh, see, now...
They got like 200 beers in a cooler.
I thought they were a beer place.
No.
Oh, okay.
More of a restaurant, but they have good craft beer. And, you know, God bless her for speaking up. Because when I said, hey, Sam Morgan's has my beer at work.
Yeah.
She sits right across from me. And she's like, oh, that's right near my place. And I'm like, oh, Leslie, you got to hook me up. She's like, I shouldn't have said shit.
Oh, we owe her.
Yeah, we do, man. It's so funny, man.
So,
she's such a nice girl, and she's like one of the, you know, little innocent girls.
So where's, you know, my
tenant? I hate to offend anyone and all that. She's walking to a bunch of fucking police officers at a bar raiding the fucking place. But the old story is, which I found out today, from another coworker that lives in that same area.
Okay.
They've been shut down before for serving underage kids.
Oh.
The last time they were shut down was like a year.
Oh.
And I thought,
that sucks.
If you got a fucking business, how stupid can you be to destroy your business a second or third time for serving fucking underage kids?
Oh, man. So where's my $10?
We drank them.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, where the hell's my money then, bitch? He sends me
That was part of my bill.
That's fine.
She gave me that $5 back, which I gave you for cigarettes anyway, so shut up.
All right, yeah, that works. Yeah, he sends me a message the other day and says, you're not going to believe this, but Leslie lives by this place that can get us this beer that we can't find.
It's a really nice place, too, and it's a shame that it's been run so bad, you know?
That's all right. So
it looks like a Starbucks in there, but it's a restaurant with kick-ass beer.
Well, Sick Puppy works the floor upstairs for me, and he said, if you can get up here with $10 right now, I can get us this missing beer. I
was like, you know how many people work up there?
Four.
About half of them.
Brum-tsh. Wow. Wow.
Continue.
I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I'm like, yeah, I got $10 on me. So I ran upstairs, gave it to him, and she's like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going to get you guys this beer. But he wouldn't tell me what the beer was. Last night, he sends me a text message and says, dude, I have a story for the show. You're not going to believe what happened. I'm like, what? What happened? You know, what's the deal with it? And he goes, I can't tell you. It's for the show, but you're gonna laugh your ass off. And I
wanted that natural
reaction.
Yeah. I don't want that fake reaction because I told him earlier. But dude,
wow.
And you know,
we need
to. In
get
my
her
mind,
something.
I told her, I wish you were there 10 minutes earlier. And they're ordering the beer for SIDT. Then the cops show up.
Oh my God!
But they're already there.
That's a Kodak moment.
And she's like, you know, the place is packed all the time. She goes, I pulled in that night. The parking lot was empty.
Now
I know why.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Leslie gave one up for the team. We have to treat her to something. That's
buy her some beer, man.
That's funny.
On that note, Leslie, hold me to this because we're putting on the show. And, you know, it's written in stone now, but I owe you some good craft beer.
That's funny.
No, I don't. We do.
Yeah, we do. We will get you something good because it's taking a bullet for a SIDT like that. I'm sure probably scared the shit out of you.
Yeah, she was freaking out. It was great.
Only in Pittsburgh.
Dude, she told me that story. I laughed my ass off. It was so funny. And I'm like, this is good. You know, even though we didn't get that last beer, which, you know, I don't care really about because I've had it.
Right. I'll just go to 1311 and try it.
Exactly. And it's a damn good beer. You know, I haven't had it in like a week, but if I could explain it now, It's kind of like a red ale.
Okay.
With a really, really strong alcohol backing to it. It's like 11.2%, I think.
Oh, that's funny, though.
But that's my favorite label, too, which sucked, because it's an elf in a fucking straitjacket.
You know what would have been better? Is if, while she's in there purchasing it, the cop comes up and says, who are you buying for?
S-I-D-T, motherfucker.
And he'll be like,
leave me the fuck alone.
And she busts out a business card. Talk to these guys. Now they could be listening now for all we know. We don't know what she said.
Kudos to Leslie. We love you. We owe you.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
I mean, not only do we owe you for, you know, going during the bust, but, you know, stepping up and buying the beer source in the first place.
That's pretty damn cool. I like that.
She saved us some turnpike money.
Yeah, it's like a buck.
It's like $1.90, I think she said.
Oh, yeah, whatever. We'll pay. Well, she lives out there, so.
Exactly. So, Leslie, if you're listening to this show, you're going to step up again for us. You know that.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep checking that website for beers I can't get anywhere else, and you're my key.
You know what? Maybe we should get a picture.
You are the key master.
We'll get a picture of Leslie giving us a thumbs up or a metal sign or something. And
finger.
Yeah, or the finger. That's the SIDT salute, is giving
exactly.
The finger.
So.
All right, well, let's get to this last beer then.
Well, you know, we were going to stop at the elf thing, but we're exactly at an hour. I think we can squeeze out one more. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. Screw it.
Do it? Screw it.
Do it and screw it.
Again, this is off the whole Seriously Bad Elf theme now because, you know, of the fucking police. Fuck the police. A little NWA there. Fuck the police in a 502. I got to stop singing.
Or you could do a little body count. Body count was fuck the police.
Cop killer. All right, so now that we're off the Bad Elf thing, like I said, they have other beers. Santa's Butt we haven't tried. That's one of the fan favorites, I guess. They also make one called Lump of Coal for the bad people.
I love this. I love these themes.
And the one I have in my hand, the last one we're going to do tonight, last beer of the evening.
Tension Campers.
Tension Campers, last beer of the evening is Reindeer's Revolt.
Someone pissed off the reindeer.
Another kick-ass Christmas theme, man. It goes off the whole elf thing, but it still kicks ass.
It's probably those guys down at St. James Place that serve reindeer.
This is an English Christmas ale, so right with the theme. This is a seasonal, obviously, because it's a Christmas fucking ale.
Unless it's Christmas all year round for you.
It's bottle conditioned, and Reindeer's Revolt is one of a series of original Christmas beers brewed by Ridgeway for the U.S., specifically for the U.S. But it's also secretly available to other selected nations around the very edge of Europe, where life and good beer is not always so serious.
Can you imagine what it would be like to be in Christmas 24/7?
As long as I ain't paying for the gifts and keep receiving them, I'm a happy motherfucker.
Like, I mean, like, constant Christmas and music.
On that note, if you got any hardcore fans out there that love us so, so much, send us some Christmas beer. Not Christmas cheer.
Beer.
Beer.
Oh, we're always up for beer.
Beer, beer, beer. If you're afraid to send it via mail, talk to us first. It's okay. Just don't send it for USPS. That's just stupid.
All right, well, now I'm getting thirsty, so open this thing.
Wow.
Open.
Spoon's the fucking impatient one for once.
I am. I'm thirsty.
This one comes out. It's not gone the whole Bad Elf series, so we're going from, what, 10.1 or whatever the hell it was?
Yes.
No, wait.
10.5.
Yeah. To back down to 6, which is probably a good thing. So let me open this
there
bad
you go.
Boy. 6%. And,
I haven't seen the label on this, so flip it around here so I can take a look.
Dude, it's got fucking a reindeer in a Hawaiian outfit with a hat on vacation.
It looks like Panama Jack.
Exactly.
I hope this doesn't taste like suntan lotion.
Bartender. Bartender?
Bartender.
Bartender, if anyone calls, I'm not here, right? Every year, it's the same nightmare. Hauling that oversized, red-suited, and endomorph all over Kingdom Come. Out to my shivering haunches in snow and muck. You call him a saint? Slave driver, more like. Going down in history is all well and good, but what about the here and now? My therapist says I have to start doing things for me for a change. It's about time I had a Merry Christmas myself, don't you think? That's directly from Rudolph.
You know what? Rudolph sounds like somebody that would be hanging with us. Just bitter.
Exactly.
It's a bitter, bitter beer.
Maybe we'll have him a guest on the show next year.
Oh, dude. That's a great idea. All right.
If you drink with us, you're having a red nose anyway.
That is true. And
red cheeks.
Red cheeks. Red cheeks are a given when you drink with us.
And that W.C. Fields look. Oh, excuse me. I was going to say something.
Do you want me to pour these?
Hey, if you feel so inclined, you go right ahead, brother. He hasn't seen the label yet. This is new to Spoon, so.
So he's got a coconut with a straw in it.
And okay, again, man, even off the Bad Elf series, all their artwork and marketing is phenomenal. I mean, even if the fucking beer sucked, I think I'd still buy them just because of the fucking labels. It reminds me of, like, as a Ute.
A Ute?
Being that death metal, heavy metal fan. You know, back in the 80s, man, the death metal was just death metal. They all sound the fucking same. I mean, yeah, death metal fans, shut up, Chud.
And see, when you
they're all the same. But, dude, when I was a kid, I'd, like, go to the record store and find the most kick-ass fucking album cover and go, dude, that looks cool. I should buy that.
See, when you say that, you know what it reminds me of is those early 80s MTV commercials with Santa slam dancing.
Oh, yeah.
You see his little head.
You know what I have in the back of my mind this whole show?
Air.
No. Well, yeah. The Futurama episode with the deadly Santa, the robot Santa. Everybody hides from Santa because they're going to get killed. That's my kind of fucking Christmas right
Futurama.
There.
Futurama. That's great.
And on a side note, I'll keep this short, just a little blurb here. They're bringing Futurama back for new episodes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that show.
So cheers, brother. This is the Reindeer's Revolt, the English Christmas Ale, coming in at 6.5. Jesus Christ.
6%.
6% ABV. I ain't got much of a aroma on that, do you?
Ah.
Kind of flat aroma.
It's kind of
it smells like beer.
It's kind of a flat beer. But see, here's one thing that I do have to admit.
I would call that an average ale.
Here's one thing
it's not bad. It's good. I like it.
Well, one thing I've noticed here with a lot of the beers, too, is that they all have pretty much the same hue. One's a little bit darker.
He said you. Please explain hue. What a you is, you art fag.
Hue. Colored. Hue.
You. Hue. So why didn't you just say colored?
Because I'm an art student right now.
See, that's just stupid.
Shut up. I'm in my color theory class right now.
I respect it, but come on. It's colored.
Okay. The killer.
Thank you.
A lot of the killer
it's a
is
a snobbish
the same.
Way of saying color.
The hue.
The hue.
Yeah, bite me.
I wanna hear you say that when you're shit faced.
What, hue?
Who?
Who?
It's you, this beard.
Well, you know
the hue is horrendous.
It's only 9:30 right now, so we still have a little bit before Sister Lushy gets here.
See, you know, we do that attention beer drinkers, it's not the last beer of the evening thing, and you said 9:30. Does that anybody have a hint where we got that from? Now that you said 9:30? The whole Meatballs movie from the '80s?
Right.
Attention campers, it's now 9:30.
See, it sits. And it really is 9:30. I'm looking at my clock on my laptop. It's 9:30.
The night is young. I have fresh breath.
And we have fresh beer.
All right, bro. What do you think of the Reindeer's Revolt? I like
it. It's not bad.
It's a far cry because we have had that from the others because we've progressed the Elf series. And this is completely different than the Elf series is, you know, intention.
It's definitely not Yingling.
I'll vouch for that.
Well, that's a lager, but still.
It's a very good beer. So
it's not bad.
I think we're 5 for 5 tonight.
Yeah. I might buy this again.
Dude, you know, if you can get it, you know, it's Ridgeway Brewing. Bad Elf. Very Bad Elf. Seriously fucking Bad Elf. Not really fucking, but. And then Criminally Bad Elf. Insanely Bad Elf, which we couldn't get due to a police raid. And then Reindeer's Revolt. Great selection of beers, especially for the holiday. I mean, if you can't find it this year, you know, step it up. Keep it in the back of your mind for next year to bring this to the family. A good Christmas, you know, theme.
It's pretty cool. I'm glad you picked up these beers because, well, I almost went into this one blind tonight. He said, I have theme beers. They're elf-based, and there's one I can't get, which So I didn't even bother looking anything up online because I wanted to be surprised because it's Christmas.
Because Sick Puppet can step it up it's and all provide about, the beers for us at ET. Spoon had no worries.
I had no idea what was going to come on this one. So this is pretty cool. The box that we got with this was pretty cool too.
And you know their theme for the whole gift pack and all this is holiday ales for the very very naughty. Surely more than you deserve for Christmas this year.
You and not Hugh.
Yeah, Y-O-U, you jackass. It's a rather curious collection of holiday ales from the Shelton Brothers. Importers. Yeah. I'd actually like to thank the Shelton Brothers, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to get this shit.
And you know what? This is perfect timing, too, because my cell phone just started beeping on me, so I looked at it quick. Intern Nick just sent me a forward, and it's a picture of a little kid sitting on Michael Jackson's lap dressed up as Santa Claus.
Wow, that's creepy.
God bless you, intern
Nick. I think you've seen him on the New York Beers
show.
That was
episode
his introduction. Yeah. Well, you know the episode. Nice.
Episode 9.
Well, 9.1, 9.2, and 9.3.
Exactly.
Our longest running episode ever.
So, yeah, this wasn't too bad.
All right, man. So I think we've extended ourselves on this show as much as possible without editing.
Everyone have a great holiday. Have a safe holiday. And remember, respect the beer.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not the most festive bastard on the planet, but, you know, Merry Christmas anyway, you bastards.
He is when it comes to good beer.
Right. You know, fuck Christmas. Fuck Hanukkah.
Unless there's presents.
Fuck religion. But that's just Sick Puppy.
Yes. So Merry Christmas.
Again, yeah. Whether you like my religious views or not, or my holiday views or not, have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah,
and drink good
happy
beer.
Happy Kwanzaa, all that crap. I'd like to say happy birthday to
happy
Jesus.
Happy birthday, baby Jesus.
Happy birthday, baby Jesus. Happy birthday to all our friends in the beer community, the Beer Report, Good Beer Show, Big Foamy Head.
Dude Night. My Life is a Foodie.
Pacific
Brew News, everyone at beersafari.com.
Exactly. Thanks for, like, cutting that down so I didn't forget anybody. Everybody at beersafari.com, have a merry goddamn motherfucking Christmas.
It's a jungle of beer out there.
Yeah.
Have a good one. We'll see you guys in 2008. Keep going to shouldidrinkthat.com. We might have some holiday videos. We might have some extras here for you coming up. But just remember, in 08... we're going to be fucking rocking.
Yeah. This has been Sick Puppy.
And the most reverend Father Spoon saying happy holidays. Eat, drink, be merry, drink good craft beer, and always respect the beer.
And if you're depressed during the holidays, eat a bullet.
We out.
Yeah.
Bitches!